This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 5:36. You're listening to the evening edition. Now, Keith Kamp is in the studios with us for the market wrap. The ringgit is at 4.13 today against the US dollar, and that's the strongest it's been in about 2 weeks. Where do people see it going now?
All right, first, let's see the things that have happened to help the ringgit strengthen, and most of them has been due to the current US dollar weakness. Now, the US dollar is weak for now, mainly due to expectations that the US Federal Reserve seems to favour lower interest rates, and we will know more when the latest US jobs data come out tonight. Now, crude oil is also fairly strong, which is supportive of the ringgit, but they've sort of come off a little in the past few days. It's around $63 a barrel, $66 last week, and we're talking about Brent crude. The ringgit on its own is fairly well supported right now with decent trade numbers that have come out in the just the past couple of days. The government is even looking to revise upwards our GDP growth, and against other currencies, we are looking at 5.19 to the pound, which isn't too bad because the last I remembered when it was at 5.19 was in 2011.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, the euro. But then again, you know, the pound is the British pound itself is suffering its own problems. The euro is at 4.66. The Sing dollar is at 3.05. However, I spoke with Derek Tan from TNY. That's a Singapore market analyst firm. He is of the view that the current dollar weakness is just a sign that we should actually go long on the greenback. He thinks that the dollar has room to strengthen even further.
What I foresee going forward is this. US dollar now is weakening, but going forward, probably for the next 1 or 2 years, US dollar is going to be very, very strong. It's going to be so strong until it's going to break the global monetary system. Like what happened in 1985, the Plaza Accord, whereby we had the G5. US dollar was so strong, so in a way, they forced Japan to appreciate yen so that US dollar can be depreciated. Because I do this thing called cycle analysis, I know this is coming. The direction of ringgit. I think if US dollar continue to strengthen, ringgit against USD, probably 4.2, 4.5.
Oof, so that is the very confidently expressed view of Derek Tan from TNY, a Singapore market analyst firm. How much of this can we rely on?
Now, Tan uses something called cycle analysis, and that's a method which studies trends that happen at regular intervals. Investors, traders, they all use some form of charting technical analysis sort of that helps them make investment decisions. So again, it is open to interpretation. And I would strongly suggest that whatever charting technical analysis you use, you should pair it with fundamentals of that particular country's economy. He was talking about the Plaza Accord. That's something that happened in 1985. And he was actually referring to a joint agreement between France, West Germany at that time, Japan, the US and the UK to devalue the US dollar, because during that time, the dollar strengthened 23% from, okay, this is against the ringgit, 2.10 to 2.70 before stabilizing at about 2.50 throughout the 90s. And that's really nostalgic.
Yeah, I'm feeling a warm glow at the idea of being able to travel.
But then, you know, so why was there a necessity to weaken the dollar? Because a strong dollar affects US industries because, you know, things in the US become a little bit more expensive. So for now, we just settle for the new normal of a ringgit that's around 4.10 to the dollar and pray that it doesn't get worse.
Well, thank you for that. On Bursa today, K&M Group was one of the day's most actively traded stocks. Why the interest today?
K&M Group was definitely the most actively traded stock. It closed 5% up at 3.5 cents. Now, K&M won a new 36.14 million ringgit contract in Egypt via its subsidiary in Italy. The job involves supplying air cooler heat exchangers for an oil refinery in Alexandria.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap and that history lesson.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.